Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, it's a special show because after 557 shows, my co-host, Barbara Moore, who has been there for me and helped me out through a lot of tough jams on the show, is celebrating her anniversary.
It's still here. After 557 shows, it's still here.
And it's like been 4 years. 2019 was when you did your first
show. Oh,
really?
I thought it was and, 3 years.
Well, it's 4 years, you know, but the thing is, mm-hmm. is that one of the things I like about you is that you're very versatile. And you love to, you know, talk even when you... You know, even when the subject, when people get worn out, you can keep talking and, you know, and you're very good at verbalizing things. I like that about you. It's
nice to have
somebody there who, it is true. One of the things I wrote in the description, I don't know if you saw it, was something about Barbara, because we all know where that comes from, right?
Oh, I like that title. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been fun. I remember the very first show, and we had a couple of people on there. We had another co-host that actually
right.
you and she chose me together, and then I
That's
thought it
was right.
going swimmingly. I thought it was going swimmingly. I was thoroughly enjoying it. I loved this other person, too. Then when we added another person just once a week, a specialty person on a certain special topic, okay, then... That didn't work anymore. It was so weird because usually three's a crowd, but it was four's a crowd with this experience of mine. Although we all lived in different places, none of us
right.
saw each other in person. We worked from wherever we were living. So it all had to go down with just phone calls and all of that. But I just was steadfast, and I just could feel the bad energy coming, and sometimes
yeah.
it was hurting my. Sometimes it did hurt my feelings, but I just thought, do what I do, and trust that the good will prevail, and it did. I just remember I said we have to do a show 7 days a week, and we did every
right.
day. And then we would go on too long. Sometimes remember we did a show like for 3 hours.
Oh yeah, and not only that, not just 3 hours, but you were a real trooper when you had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, people don't realize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
when
like,
I was traveling to Germany.
Yeah, it's not right to ask you to do that. It's just it's not right, and
nobody
you know,
asked
days,
me.
Okay, you're right.
And I'll let
nobody
you tell
did.
Your part. Can I tell the story? Because I haven't even made my point yet.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Make your point.
Okay. But the memories, they all are fun, but we'll get to them. And we'll get to them. All right.
Okay.
So what happened was I felt like I would never be the one to miss a show because that would be a reason. She missed. She canceled. She didn't show up. She, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to be that person.
Right.
I wasn't going to give anybody an excuse to let me go. For any reason. So I said, let's do it 7 days a week. And that was hard for, I think, them to keep up with that. Then when I went to Germany, I could sense their little hands rubbing together, like, she won't be able to make it. And it wasn't just because of the scheduling and being on time and being there. It was also, you didn't want to miss doing it because it might be like a really important guest was on. And, you know, you want it to be a part of that show. So it was a lot of that, and eventually it's just, I mean, we gave that other person 2 specialty shows, the other co-host. She had a 10-day
yes.
show herself, a meditation thing, and she had all these chakra readings nonstop. I would give her my celebrity people to actually do it
mm-hmm.
on.
And not only that, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. But, you and I, you don't have a bad
right.
bone in your body. You and I, just showed up, did a good job, and were only good. We're only good. They got together and were bad. They were very bad. They were bad.
They were.
And malicious, spiteful, and whoa, and two grown adult women. It was just, it was really, we were shocked, you and I. And then we got to know each other. That was the first year and a half I was on the show. I didn't know you very well. You're just some person that I, you know, I felt like you chose me for the co-host position, and I loved doing the show. So I really did, and I do still. But that was crazy, okay? And it's been 4 years now, and I cannot believe that that even happened. And that's my point. And now you can tell your feelings and thoughts about
it. Okay, well, what I was going to say about that is that it's sad that you introduced your friends to do chakras on it when later on she complained about your friends. I mean, if this is an even exchange, you should be able to bring your friends on without questions. You know,
exactly.
I wanted you to, and I'm a human being, you understand, but I want you to be able to call me up and say, Johnny, I have this person, I want them on, and you know, I want them on Wednesday. And I feel
or
that
a
you
great,
should be able
yeah.
right?
Not even about the people, or a great idea, a concept,
right.
an extra topic show. And, you know, they had theirs, but I couldn't have mine for some reason.
Exactly.
And
that's not right.
You didn't even talk to me about it because you were just feeling so horrible. I found out later you weren't even talking about it. You probably were just hoping it would work out or go away or something, but something happened. What happened to where it was just exposed? And then you're like, oh yeah, they
you
gave
mean,
you
was,
an ultimatum.
Was
either
it's
her or
us.
Remember the ultimatum they gave you. It's either her
yeah.
or us. And I was oblivious to it. I didn't even know it got to that point. I didn't know they hated me that. Oh my gosh. And I didn't. And you saw I did nothing wrong. All I did was try to help the show, right? The whole
right.
time.
All you were doing was, you know, see, here's the thing. If I say to Barbara, you can't have your friends on, then here's what's going to happen. You're going to be out at a party somewhere. You're going to be there with tons of people. And you're going to think to yourself, gee, do I say anything to these people? Because I don't want to make them mad. You can't do that. You're very good at networking. You cannot hold back. And the thing that bothered me about it, okay?
I'm not following you. I don't get what you're saying. You mean, are you referring to when you were feeling what a shame they wouldn't let me have my thing or have my models, actors, playmates?
Yeah, I will tell you this. This is what I'll tell you. When it comes to what was happening was I created the show to get over depression. That's why I did it. And the way that they were treating you is making me depressed. And if I was to tell my parents, this is going on, this is making me depressed, they'd be like, quit doing the show. That's what they would say. I mean, seriously, this is not supposed to be the show that makes Johnny depressed. What makes me feel good is when you talk to your friends and you bring them on. That makes me feel good. Now, I may not always know what to say to all of them all the time, but I love that you bring them on. You understand what I'm saying?
Doesn't matter. It's not about each individual person. It's about the audience. It's about, hey, let's make something fun to listen to. That was my goal all the time. I mean, I was trying to get philosophers, scientists, and then we just wanted to add the Playboy Playmate interviews. I mean, why not? They're great women, accomplishments, hardships, ups and downs. It's interesting. Hello, it's because I think the number two brand in the whole world, okay, Playboy. And we're not going to use it because you are offended and jealous of a Playboy Playmate that you work with. And you know what? Kelly wasn't that way at all until the other one came and messed with her mind. And that's sad because I think we had a great one full year, all of us three together, don't you remember?
Yeah, we did. In the beginning, it was good. But I'm not going to tell somebody who is on an even playing field with me that she can't bring her friends on. That's ridiculous.
That's that was not, kind of right
I mean,
around when I was in Germany, right?
Is that the promise, Barbara? Is that the promise that would have been made to you? Is this the agreement that we have with you? No.
So embarrassing. It was embarrassing for you, and you held it in because you didn't want your parents to know, that you didn't want to hear any discouragement, but you really didn't know what to do. And I think that you did the right thing, because when it came, when the shit hit the fan, you said, well, goodbye to you then, when they said Barbara or us, and you said goodbye and you blocked them within 30 seconds. And that, and I said, well, I don't know if you have to be that rash or harsh, but just, you don't have to block them, but that's your decision. Yeah, your decision is to say goodbye.
Well,
and
they were not even diplomatic at all. Yeah, so it's,
no, they gave you an ultimatum. They said, Barbara or us. There was no working it out. I couldn't believe that, Johnny. That's really what happened, right?
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Well, they called me up, and then they said, you know, they didn't want to see this turn into the Playboy show, which is what they said. And And they said basically that I was being led around by my other head, not by the head on top of my head.
Wow. How offensive.
And I'm thinking, well,
I have never even met.
Yeah, it's offensive.
I mean,
because of the, it's just, that's not what we promised you. And I have to stick by my promise. And
I don't know what you promised me. What did you promise me? I don't care. I want to know what happened. I want to know exactly what, why. Okay, just because they don't want it to become the Playboy group?
No, they didn't want Playboy
Playmates. Okay, and then what? Then nobody even said, okay, we will or we won't make it that way. It was just the next minute after that, they just, like the next morning after that, and I didn't know what was going on. I think I was traveling to Germany at the time and was landing and getting back up at 3 a.m. to do this show just so they didn't have an excuse to get rid of me, because I felt like they were trying to. And I didn't know how much that you could understand or notice or observe. And meanwhile, you had been watching the whole thing, and it was hurting your feelings to see it. That's what
it
happened.
Was,
I want to hear your details. I want to hear some details.
Well,
that's interesting. I want to hear it.
Okay, this is where I guess I can tell you where everything – would you want me to start from the beginning?
Well, whatever you haven't already told the audience that's listening right now.
Okay. Apparently what happened was that, you know, the other co-host bought in a did a series where she bought in somebody, you know, and it was overcoming adversity. And I think that we should think as well.
Oh,
but the
other co-host, let me clear it up. The other co-host said, hey, I want to do a special series. And, you know, we were just having guests on and doing normal stuff, and she wanted her own series and bring this special person on. And this special person had, like, 15 shows once a week in our week. You know, we were doing seven shows a week, but it took up one of them. And, and she didn't want us to talk. And here her friend comes on and is telling us how to run our show. And then we're both like, no, we're not going to be doing this kind of show with you again.
So I'm like,
let's do a Playboy Playmate show. And you're
telling them.
And they said, oh, my God, no. And they were like.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And believe
ridiculous
me, people,
because,
they weren't
because,
about going to church. Right, Johnny? They weren't big churchgoers, okay? It wasn't about that. It was about pure jealousy. That's what it was about. And I won. I finally won, okay? They didn't get me down. I won by being good and doing the right thing. Huh, that's my point today. And thank you, Johnny. And I've had a wonderful time working with you, being your co-host. And I don't want to just come to my anniversary show right now and say, huh, thanks, I like it. No, we've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot.
557 shows. I think we've talked to a lot of people. We have a lot of guests. We're on Blog Talk Radio called Life, Laughter, Happiness. And you can peruse through all those shows there. We put a few of our favorite ones up on our YouTube channel. We have all kinds of social media now. I enjoyed it. I was the one doing it all. I actually even invested and got a website for a while for a year. They didn't want to help with any of that, help even
exactly,
monetarily.
Yeah.
They just want all the passwords.
Exactly.
I know that. But, hey, we made it through that. And I'm really proud. And now you're on your way to even becoming a bigger producer. You have the Severe Network now.
Right, yes.
Right? You tell
That's
everybody
true.
A little bit about that.
Well, I'm building an internet TV network, and what it's going to have is it's going to have a series of channels on there, eventually 200, that are devoted to various topics, and my hope is to build one for my co-host, Barbara, and, it's going to have, but of course, everything will have to be approved by her. So I'm not going to say right here on here today what will be on it, because that's
well, let
up
me
to
ask
her.
Not about that. I mean, it's me, so I'm sure that they can figure out what's on it. You know, if they follow me anywhere else, I'm me. But that's cool, and it's great because I guess it's TV. That means you have to see a person, or can you just throw up your podcast with thumbnail thing?
Yeah, you'll be watching it on a website is what you'll be seeing. There is eventually going to be reinvesting and possibly getting this thing on Roku, which, you know, but not now, or in, as well as in mobile app is what there will be. But right now,
I prefer
it's on website.
I prefer that anyway, on the go, in an app, on your phone. That's fun. I like it. Okay, well, I look forward to that. So, see, you do one thing, and then you work on it. And, you know, so many things we've gotten better with the show. I can't tell you. Just like little nuances of just working with people. You get to know their cadence of how they speak, and I just feel like since they left, there's been so much respect, and I love Dale. You know, she's on usually on Friday night, and
right.
We missed her tonight, and I guess you wanted to do something special for me, so thank you, Johnny. I thought Dale was going to be on for Psychic Night Friday, but it's okay, so I just want to shout out to Psychic Dale Shear. See, when we're talking, it flows. And she respects me, and she considers me her good friend, and she's hurt if I don't, you know, get back to her, because she loves me, you know, and her husband,
mm-hmm.
and Richard, who is our senior citizen on the show with us every Friday, too. He's 94. How often do you get to spend time with a 94-year-old, you know, and learn from him?
Right.
So we appreciate stuff like this. We love people. We love people. You are so kind. You don't have any mean bone in your body. You're just not made like that, literally. You're not wired like that. So that's a feeling of safety, actually. Because you know what? It prevailed, Johnny. When you were all good and I was all good and we were just trying to do the right thing and entertain people with a radio talk show, hey, you know, we prevailed. We prevailed because we're happy. We're very happy now, and we have a great following. We have regular people who call and tell us that it worked out. Or, you know, one of my Playboy Playmate friends who offers one of the best dog shampoos for irritated skin of animals. And, you know, it's such a broad spectrum of things that we talk about, and our shows have been really funny. So I think they're more fun and funny than down and serious.
Exactly,
and we're just
yeah.
wonderful guest questions. You know, we're not saying, hey, I'm an expert that this is an expert on science show here. No, we have the experts on. We talk to them, and it's so fun. I just have loved doing it, the radio show live. So that's
mm-hmm.
cool, too, because how many things are live these days?
Not a lot, no. I mean, it's most things
well,
are
anyway,
taped.
Hold on. So some of those shows that I first did with the other co-hosts, they were taken down by accident. We have every right to have them up. I'd like you to put them back up because those are some.
Oh, they're already up. They're up on YouTube. They're all up.
But what about on Blog Talk itself? Are they still there?
No, not on Blog Talk, but they are on YouTube.
That's what I mean. The main core is gone. So that's sad to me because that was my first year with the show and, you know, doing shows like this, talking about it for people to go back to listen to. So there is, though, everybody, because Johnny had the great idea of putting them up on the YouTube channel. So I'll go through those and start to retitle them because there's no way people can choose. And it's just been fun, like I said, and also something different for me being a self-employed model, actress, ballroom dancer, to have a schedule because you have to be your own boss when you are doing, you're your own boss because you're self-employed. And what if you're not that good of your own being a boss? What if you're not that good as a boss and you just let your creative self go off? Well, you have to have a good balance. So balance comes from a regular schedule a lot of times.
Right.
And yes, and just every day, 4:45, all 7 days a week, 4:45, I would get ready for the show and go live at 5. It was regular. It was a regular schedule. No matter what I was doing, I was there. If I was even in the airport terminal, I was on the phone doing it. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was on an airplane once, and the Wi-Fi still was working for a while, and I was there.
I mean, it's I'm telling you, when in the beginning, it is true, towards the end with the other two, it's like you were so underappreciated. It was ridiculous, you know?
But on purpose, deep down, they were appreciating me. But on purpose, they were just, it's so sad when people are jealous of another person. My dad always said he's never had a jealous bone in his body. He's never been jealous of a person. That is a good quality trait, whatever feeling that you have going on, because that'll eat you up, and it certainly did. And where are
By the
you
way,
now?
What did your what did
thing
your father
they've
think?
Done since, I'm just saying I haven't heard of one thing they've done since we split on that. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, I haven't heard anything either. I mean, I was just wondering what your father thought about everything when you told him about the show. What did he say?
He thinks it's just great and fine. And I just don't think he's a listener of podcasts. I've never pushed a show on people, ever. I just don't. I just like it to happen naturally, let them know about it naturally. Otherwise, every time you see somebody coming and they're like, did you hear the last show? Did you hear? Oh, you didn't listen. Oh, God, you never listen. I never in my life have done that to anybody. That's like having somebody who you know does those pyramid things they want you to sign up for, and every single conversation is about the great opportunity that you have. So I just specifically don't do it. But so I noticed the people who do listen. I caught your show last night, Barbara. It was good. Da 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 da. And that makes me feel good. One of them is Ray De La Garza, who we interviewed. He is a music mogul producer, yes, and who, he's worked with a lot of people. So these are things that you could go listen to on the YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and find those shows that we're discussing right now. Those were really good. I remember I did that one when I was on vacation in Seattle, Washington, visiting my mom with my daughter, Priscilla. And Priscilla, my daughter, she's 15 now. She loves the show. I have never had to tell her one time to be quiet during it. She's so respectful. But I've had many friends who have not been supportive over the years, in the beginning, over the years, because 7 days a week, I'd be sometimes doing things, you know, and maybe I was visiting a friend, and I would say, I have to do the show. I need a quiet space. They didn't care. They'd be in the background. They'd be laughing, talking. The show. And they'd even say, The show. Oh, the show again. Oh, the show. They do that. and those people are not my friends anymore. And it wasn't even because of that. I just thought of that right now. It was other reasons, but that was probably a good hint to me. And it was just so wrong. And my daughter would see that happening. She's here. She's my daughter. We live together. She sees me with my friends. And she really noticed it, how unsupportive a few of them were, a couple, actually, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or don't like it. Like it or don't like it. Listen to it if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Because even if one person did, but we have a heck of a lot more people listening than one, and I love our regular people. Are you taking any callers? Maybe they're calling.
Actually, we do have a caller, but I didn't screen it. Do you want me to put this person through?
Who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, if we don't like them, we can hang up on them.
Okay,
if we don't
add
like them, we can... What's their name?
Area code 509, are you there?
Hello, that's Spokane, Washington. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Erica, and I am near Spokane.
Yeah! Oh, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Why are you calling, Erica?
Did you say where or why?
Why? What made you call Life After Happiness today?
Well, I mean, I had a question. I've been extremely stressed out lately, and I just needed clarity.
Is this for Dale?
Do you want to talk to a psychic? I think this is for Dale. We're not doing the... not doing that tonight. We don't have Psychic Dale Shear on tonight. That's what I was thinking. Maybe you were calling for her, a psychic, correct?
That's okay. She disconnected.
Don't hang up on her. Let her.
I didn't hang up on her. She hung up on her own.
Oh, well, I feel so bad that she didn't get the message. That's not very professional. I did not even know that you were canceling Dale or Dale canceled tonight. Why don't you get her on? Why can't she be on the show? Tell her to come. I want her to celebrate with us.
Okay, I'll try calling her. Give me one second here.
Thank you. That's sweet that you guys wanted to do something special, but another thing you can always do is say, hey, we're going to have this special show for 30 minutes, and who knows?
We'll ask
but
if she
I really
come
miss
on.
Dale. I really miss Dale, and we just had a caller for...
Hey, Dale, we kind of missed you. We would like it if you want to come on and do the anniversary show with us.
Hi, Dale.
Yeah, I was in the middle of eating dinner.
Oh.
So I would
okay,
like
just
to,
call in the last 10 minutes just to say hi if you could. We just missed you.
Yeah, just call,
you,
in the last, right. call in the last 10 minutes. It's just that, I'm sorry, that you didn't need to bother you.
Let her go eat. Now end the call. Let her go. There's too much background. Okay, get back. You said you're a big talker.
Yes.
Hang. Oh, you're here.
Hi.
You
are doing your drums. Did you see my message?
Yeah, did you hear that, Barbara?
No, I did not. I heard her say something about drums.
Yeah, she saw you do your drums.
Thank you. I haven't gotten back to you yet, but I thought I'd talk to you tonight, and I didn't know that you weren't doing the show, Dale, and I think it'd be great if you could do the show, but now you are eating dinner, and there's a lot of background noise. I don't like the sounds of what's going on, so we're going to get back to the show. If you would like to join in.
Okay.
Johnny, if there's too much noise.
I don't need to go down right now because I'm trying
to
cook and make dinner,
okay?
Talk to you later. Okay, we're going to get back to it. Johnny, end.
Yes? What did you say?
And it's just so much background. Okay, bad idea.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Okay.
Obviously,
right, I'm sorry.
If we don't do it professionally with her calling in to connect, we have this. And you still have the other lady on the phone. And
are you
all
there,
this
ma'am?
Feedback. I can hear. Hang it up. She thinks she's hung up. Hang it up.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Thank God I can hear now without all of that background chatter. My goodness. I should have logged in so I could have helped you with the switchboard, which I just didn't because it's my anniversary show and I wanted to celebrate and not have to do extra work. But I should have, so I could have just like ended the call with a touch of a finger, you know. So, sorry, everybody. I don't mean to be a little smarty pants, but...
Well, I'm kind of curious about something. In the beginning, how did Priscilla react to the show? I know you said she liked it, but what I meant is...
She loved it.
Oh, she did?
What did she say? Because she was 10 years old. So that's, yes, 10 years old, 10, 11 years old when I started this show. And that is exactly when it was so big for her tween age to be completely into whatever I was doing, like on the show. Remember, we had a lot of psychics. We had some mediums.
Right.
She was so into it and the tarot. I was taking her to these special stores to buy the crystals. And I mean, she loved the books. She was into everything, saging the house. This was a thing. This was a big thing for tweens. And right when the thing was happening big, her mom was involved. So, yeah, she loved it. She would get on. She would have – I didn't mean to yell either, but I'm excited. She would get on and have her chakras cleansed and be totally knowledgeable about it all, impressing everybody. So you know as well as I do that she loved it.
Yeah.
Do you not remember that?
I remember it. And I think that the show was a good way for the two of you to bond.
Yes, and you know what? Another good thing about doing the show every single day, you just go any one of those days and listen, and then you remember, because there's clues in every hour conversation. There's clues of what was going on in your life, in your private life. And it's a chronological order of your life, basically. This I find extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of that?
It's a great place to learn. I mean, you know, and actually what's amazing is that I can tell you right now, I don't know, like with you and Jeremy, I don't know if I could have done the show at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning, last time I did was up at 2 o'clock in the morning, that was college, and I learned that it was probably not a good idea to do that again. So it's amazing that you were able to do that.
It was really brutal after 3 days because I was still on – in my head, the cycle of my time zone was still in my head right when you get there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was trying to get on their cycle, that was really hard. And it screwed me up for a couple more days. And then something went down where you were upset because you didn't like that series with that woman on. And I said, well, it's for the best while I'm away because they can fill it up with her, you know. While I am struggling to do these 3 a.m. shows in Germany on my vacation, my once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to travel to Germany on Christmas, by the way, and the Seahawks won. Oh, my gosh. it was a fabulous trip. It's kind of a blur of being upset about doing a show. A couple times I was upset. I was tired, okay? That's all I remember. It was actually a very good memory. I think because you kept me in the dark about how much they hated me. I had no idea, really. I felt bad vibes. I felt a bad, bad energy, and I was afraid of losing my position. That is all I was taking care of.
One thing they said that actually made no sense. They said, okay, I love this one, Barbara hates women. You were being playmates on. I mean, what is...
I don't understand why they would say that, though. That's weird. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Where'd it even come from? That's weird. I don't know why, because I have never hated women or men or anybody. In fact, I love all kinds of people, and I think that makes the world go round, is having diverse people and different types. And as long as it's not negative, remember we always said that about doing the show, we will... We'll do an expose on everything as long as it's not promoting evil or negative.
Yeah.
Negativity, obviously. But there are survivors that we interview, a lot of survivors. And what they say can be for mature audiences only. And that's what we have. We have set it on that. Age restricted, 18 and above. For some shows, not all of them.
No,
not on Blog Talk. Tell us what we do. Tell the audience how you work that. Can you do it separately for different shows, or do you only have to on YouTube?
If it's something like a Playboy Playmate, I might say something like 13 and up or something. But the thing is that obviously if somebody's talking about their family, you know, then we go from there. It's individual. I can tell you that the reason is that I'm not going. I mean, I like the fact that the Playmates are coming on because they're always very nice. They're always very friendly. They tend to, you know, have very strong opinions about things, and they're your friends. You know.
And that's a great story to tell.
They do a great story.
Okay, but I have a question before you move on, though. Okay, so we're talking on Blog Talk Radio. You put it on 13 and above, but why not just 18 and above? Why?
Because I don't think that. I think 18 above, you said yourself. Well, see, the thing is, Playboy is not for kids, but it's not porn, you understand?
Right.
And
okay.
I didn't want to.
Okay, let me ask you, though, what about swearing? What about using language? If it's a live show, you don't know if the person's going to swear. So
yeah,
I don't
you
think
don't
there
know
is
if the person's gonna
swearing
swear.
Thing on blog. I didn't know there was something about, okay, so on Blog Talk, there's rules. I mean, I should know this and go in and look. But
no,
on Blog Talk, are there rules about age restrictions? I don't think so, right? It's radio.
I think what it is that I think it's common sense. You know, I don't think that's something that we need to be
paranoid. I want to know the rules. I'm not paranoid. I'd like to know the rules. I'd like to know the information. I mean, you running the show for, I don't know, 20 years now. Why don't you know that? I'd like to know. I'll go look.
Well, what I'm saying is that the reason that, you know, I do that when it's a Playmate, and I said it, is because I figured that a 13-year-old is, it's not porn, it's art, you know.
Okay, so you put it on as a person. It's not the rules of Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I chose that setting.
Okay,
now
I know.
Dale's calling right now.
Okay, if it's a good connection, then let's have her on. If it's not, I'm not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I feel bad. I just got through eating. Let me talk to her and say hi.
Okay, she's going to call in. She's right here.
Call in the proper way.
I
can hear her fine, though.
Well, if I call in, it just puts me on hold. So what do you want me to do?
Try calling in, because I saw you go in on the.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dale. Better connection that way. Okay, good. Okay, so then wait for her to call in the correct way. Thanks for your patience, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience.
Right.
I know this isn't fun to listen to. I can imagine.
Okay.
I appreciate you for being here.
Okay, she said she's going to call in.
Okay, when she does, then put her through with a touch of a finger.
I will.
I'm so happy. Guess what temperature it was today in Huntington Beach or Santa Ana, where I was earlier for a meeting. Guess what temperature it was, Johnny?
It was 80 degrees. I don't know. Dale, you there?
91.
Yes,
91.
I am here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hi,
I wanted
Dale.
To wish. Hi, honey. I wanted to wish Barbara congratulations on being on the show for so long, and I envy you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
much.
You,
You've
Dale.
Been...
Oh, we
You're
said so
awesome.
Many great things about you. We said so many good things. You'll have to listen to it back. We'll send it to you about before you got on here. because you're a big part of my happiness with it. Life, laughter, happiness, and Richard, too.
Well, I know. You know, when I talked to Johnny earlier, I said, do you want me to call in? He goes, no, it's just between Barbara and me for now.
Oh.
And I said, okay, so.
Johnny, Johnny said you both decided on that.
No. Then later on, I decided that was a good idea.
Oh, and I knew nothing about this, but poor Johnny, he just wanted a special show with me. Thank you, Johnny.
Yes.
But it works fine to just have you come on. I would have been fine with the whole time, but can tell.
But Barbara,
Barbara,
I keep texting you, and I said I loved you on the drums. You looked awesome. You looked just like a professional. I couldn't believe it. Then I saw you do the flute. You were awesome, totally awesome.
I used to play the flute for 7 years, and I was always first chair. I loved the flute. But now I play the drums. Now I'm learning the drums. And thanks for noticing I did all those special stories because I went to NAMM, the National Association. Oh, now, okay, musicians, NAMM. It is for every single new instrument out there, the top of the line. There's, you know, rock stars there roaming around. There's everybody to do with music and making music. To look at everything. And, oh, wow, I really did have so much fun.
I did text you and tell you how wonderful you were, but you never read my texts, so I don't know.
Thank you. Well, I think it's on the other phone that doesn't work anymore, but I'll double check. But
well,
thank
you,
though. I'd love to hear from you in person.
You need to send me the phone that works. And that way I won't have a problem because I try to text you and I can't. It's important. But anyway. Johnny put up my health tape, and we've gotten quite a few hits on that one, right, Johnny?
Yes. Actually, it's kind of funny. I have a story. It's funny because in the beginning, when Barbara was on, and she was one of the things that she did to help promote the show is I would always give out my number so that Barbara didn't have to give out her number. And so what happened was that Barbara, I don't know how this happened. And so I was telling my brother-in-law about this, and he laughed his head off. He goes, well, Barbara would have this big picture of her laying on a beach chair in a bikini, and then underneath it she would put my phone number. And then these people would call me. They would say, are you the blonde? Are you the blonde? And I'm like, I'm not the blonde. I'm looking for the blonde. I'm not.
I think I did that just because I was trying to do the business and mix it with like my thing by accident, and then boom. So
well, it's okay, it's cool. But anyway, I put up a health, you know, how to overcome, I forgot what I said, but health.
What's it called, Johnny?
Johnny,
what's the video called
that
she wants you to talk about?
Okay, let me see. You mean the video that we put up? Okay, I'll check it real quick here.
Okay,
and
go ahead. I have to say something. Dale?
Yes,
you did. I will text you from the right phone number, because the correct phone number, because I'm looking at my other phone, which does not work for phone calls anymore as of the 19th, I think. Okay. You said, you look great on the drums. You look great. And I don't know why it's still working, but I can't make a phone call on that little red phone. But
well,
that's where you left it, 714
well,
number, and I don't use that one
your
anymore.
Text me your proper phone because you keep changing. But anyway, what's it called? Johnny, what's it called?
I'm trying to look at it right now. Give me a second here.
Because we want the title. I love your meditation. videos, your self-help videos that are on the Life Laughter Happiness YouTube channel.
We have 398. I need two more people to call in on my releasing Hurt.
Video are you asking me about?
The Health, the new one, the latest one.
Okay, let me look this
the
up
health.
Here.
Okay, so we need two more likes on the
How to Improve Your Health.
Hurt.
How to Improve
go
Your
forward.
Health. That's what it's called.
How to improve your health. And what numbers are on there? How much? How many views?
Let's see here. How to Improve Your Health is 135.
Oh my God, I've got to go listen to that. But my health is improving due to you, because of you, with just letting things go mostly. Your advice on just, you know, the psychic advice of, no, that's not going to happen to you. Stop worrying about that. Stop thinking about that. That's, who knows why that's in your brain. That's not going to happen, Barbara. Da, 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 da. And I listen to you and just letting go of all the frivolous stuff that is just in your mind nonstop. Like, people wake up and they can't stop. That's why they can't sleep. They can't stop thinking. And you have let me go of so much of that, Dale. I'm so much more healthy.
Oh, that's good. What I've been listening to yesterday, I was going out in the sun, and I was listening to Chakra Alignment. Did you get to hear that one yet, Barbara?
I haven't done that one yet. I should do that tonight.
It's really good. Really good. And what got me is I've been looking on YouTube on my tapes. I've been looking, and everyone next to me is Shirley MacLaine, and that's where I got the tapes from, basically.
I love her.
And I'm going, that is so weird. Every time I turn around, they're doing an interview from the past with her, and I'm freaking out, you know, and I'm really learning what kind of person she really was or is. She knows a lot about metaphysics, a lot, you know, but as far as the personality of a person, woo, kind of scary, you know.
I love her, that movie with Meryl Streep, and she's like, I'm sorry that my skirt just twirled up. Oh, my God. I will rewind that 20 times and laugh so hard just with that line. I love Shirley MacLaine, and she was the teacher for you on these tapes?
Yes, because I went to her seminar. And for 3 days, and I listened intently, and I marked down how she did it, what she did. I talked with her for a bit, and I said, I'm going to put out my own series of tapes. And I asked her who she used for music, and she said Kitaro. So I wrote to Kitaro, or my husband did, and we asked his manager if we could use a certain portion of his music for my tapes, and I guess they wanted to hear my tape, so we sent it to him. And he said, yes, you can. And he had to pay $750 for it, which was nothing, you know, but I did the wind.
Well, worth it.
And music.
Worth
it. Yeah, the wind and the music. So, and then that's why, and then me taking the pictures, you got to look at the health tape, How to Improve Your Health. Just look at the pictures, Barbara. Do you have your computer up?
Not right now, because I don't want to double task right now. I'm just enjoying every minute, but I will. And I will tell the listeners how wonderful these photographs are, your artwork, your photography, that you have something to look at is so important. Is there a slideshow?
Yes. But these particular shots, I was amazed that I could even find them, you know, because it's in my computer, all the shots that I have taken. And when I saw these, I'm going, wow. I have a picture of a whale coming out of the water, because I went on a whale riding tour, and I actually captured the whale coming out of the water. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. I mean, some of the stuff in there.
On one too, Dale. I went on one too, and I just have like the disposable cameras. It turned out horrible, but it was so exciting when that whale is so close to, we were just in a little boat in Mexico, and it was riding along with us, like the sparkly ones, the gray speckly ones, that kind of whale, big. Right?
Yeah, this was a big ass whale. It was huge. And I have a great camera, so a Sony 35 millimeter, and it has a 70-130 lens, so I was able to get that shot, and I always know when a shot's good. I just feel it inside of me, you know, that I know it's good.
Can you imagine Jonah? Oh, no, Jonah, you should have gone to Nineveh. In the Bible, it says that he was swallowed by a whale. Ooh, can you imagine? It has happened.
Well, yeah, people have been, I guess. I don't pay too much attention.
Spit out?
I don't know. That, I don't even know if that's real. I don't know. But, I mean, it's like the pictures that I take or took in Hawaii. These ones, I have a picture of Lanikai Beach with a palm tree overlooking it, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. So I want you to look at that health tape and look at the pictures.
Okay, I will. And I love the whale. I just thought of something funny in my mind just talking to you, imagining they should do it in a cartoon or something. Like people are whale watching, and then all of a sudden the whale comes up and spits out a person that's like bleached white from the acid. And he's like alive. Oh, my God. That would be funny, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, not if you're the one being spit out at. I don't know.
Like a cartoon or, you know, something funny like that.
So what are you doing for your anniversary show?
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
I think I may go listen to some music because my friend invited me down in Huntington Beach. Neptune's, I guess, has some good music going on right now. It was 91 degrees in Santa Ana. I was there for a meeting today, Dale, Santa Ana, which is like near Huntington Beach, but more inland. Here in Huntington Beach, we're in the late 80s, 90s temperatures, and everybody's out in their shorts. I wear white pants, my little T-shirt, no jacket for the first time this year, no jacket. It was hot. I had my car washed. It was a great day, and maybe I'll go listen to some music.
That's what I've got to do, get my car washed. But it was 65 degrees here, and it was so hot. I mean, I was dying. Of course, you know, we're up in a little bit higher altitude, but it was hot, and it was 65 degrees, and didn't need a jacket or nothing. It was great. I loved it.
Beautifully.
It's supposed to be by the weekend in the 80s, and
you're
I
in
hope
Lake
it
Tahoe
does
for the listeners.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be quite warm in the next few days, so I'm looking, you know, I'm just having a hard time going from the weird thing of one day it gets freezing here, and the last few days I go, oh, well, it's 40 degrees in the morning, and then by the time you get to the afternoon, it's like, you know, 60, 70, you know, and it changes. So that part is
different. Well, I would like to know how your dog is Lucky, the German Shepherd.
He's outside right now. He's fine.
Good. I love meeting dogs. I met a new dog today outside. Looked like Basenji. It looked like an African hunting dog, the kind I grew up with. So loved me. And the guy said, it loves you. It loves you. It really loves you. Oh, I miss having an animal, Dale. But okay, let's do a little psychic deal. I'd like to celebrate. Do you think I should get a dog or should I get a cat?
Neither right now. Barbara, you've asked me before, and right now you just don't have room in your life. Summer is coming. You're going to be extremely active. You're going to be going to a lot of places, doing a lot of things. And so you won't have time to spend with a dog, you know. So,
true. Not even a kitty cat.
No, I mean, you know, they just end up smelling up the house pretty bad,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So,
I smell it. But I thought since it was coming up to spring and summer, it is spring, that we could just leave the door on safety lock, and it has this little area outside in the on the patio with the litter box out there.
It's not a good idea because you're going to be in a plane and flying around and doing a whole bunch of things. So,
really?
And
it's so expensive having that sitter come too. $13, $15 a day now, you know?
Really?
Yes, and I have birds. I have birds, so it's more money if you have birds and a cat.
Oh, man, you live in an expensive area. Here, people practically do it for nothing, you know. So, anyway, my dog.
Well, where's Richard? Doesn't he want to say hi and talk about Lucky, too?
So he's kind of nodding up, sleeping after he ate. We didn't expect to be on. No.
Okay,
he's kind
so
of
what did
like,
you eat? I want to hear what you cooked.
Oh, in the crock pot, I bought some really thin chuck, very thin chuck steak. And
yeah.
Then I put carrots, celery, onions. I put two of the brown beef stew stuff in there. What do you call those? Little squares.
Packets.
And I put a can of mushroom soup and a can of,
oh.
I put onion soup in there. I put a little sugar, well, which, you know, would be sweet and low in there. I put a little water and cooked it for about 30 minutes and it came out as soft as can be. And I put some paprika. So I just threw kitchen sink in there. You know,
How long did you have this in the crock pot? 30 minutes.
Yes, I have.
I thought the crock pot was something you have to do all day long for things.
Oh,
oh good.
No, this is not a crock pot. This is that ninja cooker that cooks everything in one at a time.
Okay,
it's
that's
like a
what. Okay, so you don't have to saute. So what if you have a crock pot? Do you saute all of that first before you put it in with all the liquid?
If you want. I didn't this time. I put everything raw in there, and it came out perfect.
I love it raw. I think I would love it raw. I'm a very, very big soup eater. So you did one can of celery soup and one can of cream of mushroom and water for the broth? Or is it just to soak up this meat?
No, celery soup, but you can put it in. I put... mushroom, you know, those packets of dried mushroom soup.
Oh.
You know, Lipton. I put one of
Lipton
those in.
Lipton onion soup.
Yeah. Lipton onion soup. A can of mushroom soup. If you want celery soup, you can put that in there, too. You know, it's up to you. And maybe a can of water. And
the kitchen sink, you're saying. Throw it in there. Can you just tell me how thin this beef is that you bought?
Exactly. Oh, gosh, it was pretty cheap at Walmart, maybe.
No, how thin? The slices. Like, I need to know the meat. How long do you have to cook the meat? You said it was thinly sliced beef. How thin was it sliced?
I'm trying to think how I would explain it. No bigger than your... Yes, sandwich. Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
Very thin, so it takes 30 minutes, so that makes sense. And this was like a beef, was it like a sauce, beef saucy over rice, or how did you serve this?
I put it over rice, and then I had some pineapple for dessert, and, you know, it just, and then we had a sugar-free chocolate pudding, and it was all good.
Oh, your husband and your best friend living there, Richard, who we talked about on before you came on, everybody who meant something to me on the show, which was Richard, I did mention, the 94-year-old friend that we love and cherish our moments with on the show every Friday with you, Psychic Del Shear. And thank you so much for that recipe because, you know, I'm an all-American cooking type woman too, and I don't use like measuring. I just throw things in, you know. So yeah.
But I tell you why I did this is usually I do a show on Friday, so I use ninja thing usually before I do the show. So when I'm off the show, I can eat, you know. But it turned out different this time, so it was good.
Right. Well, your men must love you, your husband and Richard, with your great, quick, fast, ingenuitive cooking skills. And I heard, okay, this I saw in a cartoon, too. Or where? No. Chris Rock. so many things on his latest show, the Netflix, where he talked about Will Smith slapping him. Other jokes on there were looked over because of that, but I remember this other joke. And it wasn't really a joke. It was just talking about women, like how on the dating scene, like why do men leave women? He said, okay, ladies, all you have to do is have a hot crock of food simmering on the stove every single night, and your man is going to be home.
Well, that's true. It's called, you know, how do you... You know, you feed them to the tummy. And that's how, you know, a man loves that. You know, but my husband cooks. He cooks as well, too, but I feel like cooking. So it depends.
A woman goes both ways. If you're a woman and a man's doing that every... Not really. Actually, no, I take that back. Okay. I take it back. Because men try to pull that on me, and they try to, like, send all of their photos of their food and what they're cooking. And, you know, I'm not even happy to see this. Like, I don't want you to do this. Please, no, to try to marry me. No, that's not right. We're not even sending pictures of your food. I mean, please, that you cook. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Well,
I take that back.
Last week you said, oh, I better find me a man. So I don't want to work so hard, so I don't know.
No, yeah. I would love to find a man to do the cooking for instead of me doing the man, the woman, the wife, the dad, the sister, brother, every single thing on the planet Earth, housekeeper, chauffeur, philosopher. Okay, I would like to tone that down a little bit and be the person who cooks. Yeah, I would absolutely love that, Dale. And golf.
For you,
I would love to golf and cook. Love it. Absolutely.
So I took my recipe for turkey and you turned it into something really good.
It was one of the best Thanksgivings ever because of you.
Oh, well, thank you. I've had that. I should tell you how my dad made his stuffing. It is to die for. You want to hear this one?
I'd love to.
You,
yes.
Okay.
Well, Johnny, do you want to hear it? Are we going to get cut off because we only have an hour show?
No,
Johnny,
I added
can
some time. We won't cut off.
Okay,
we
I want the stuffing recipe. So, stuffing recipe. I love stuffing. It's my favorite food on the planet Earth besides peanut butter.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So, Dad would just fry up some onions and bell pepper in butter, first off. And then he'd take a whole, like, Wonder Bread, you know, and mash it up and put it in a big bowl. And then he'd put it under the sink. And this is the hard part. You have to feel the consistency with your hand to know that it feels like stuffing rather than mush. You know, you got to a little bit of water, and then you work the bread. A little bit of water, then you work the bread. A little bit of water, then you work the bread. And then you pour the butter, the breadcrumb, the butter, the bell pepper, the onion over the bread, and you mush it up again. But here's the real trick to it. You've got to melt down chicken the day before so that you will have a lot of chicken juice, you know, or you can buy it at Gelson's, which is chicken, what do you call it?
Broth.
Well, it's not a broth. It's whatever it is. If you were to melt down chicken and you would get the juice, then you would pour that into the bread. And then you put it in like a little square thing and put it in the oven. But before you do that, you would put some paprika on top of it and a little bit of chicken fat. That's what you want, chicken fat on top of it. Oh, my God, it's to die for. And cook it for 30 minutes at 325, you know.
That's up my alley, and you can make that It doesn't even have to be Thanksgiving, right?
That's correct. But it was.
It has to be celebration, though, because that's fattening stuff. I mean, butter and chicken fat on topping. Wow, that's pretty fattening.
I've cooked that for friends, and they beg me to make it every Thanksgiving for them. I don't make it anymore because of the reasons you said. You know, so I'm trying to lose weight. I gain weight right now. So
I have a question, though, about it. Do you think the Wonder Bread makes it that much better, being that Wonder White Wonder Bread?
It doesn't have to be Wonder Bread. I'm just giving you an example. It has to be a bread that is like Wonder Bread, that's soft, 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 soft.
It's real soft. Well, why not just use Wonder Bread?
And it has to be white bread, not wheat bread.
Okay. That's like a total secret, though. That's a special secret all-American thing, Wonder Bread, unless they have it in other countries. But that's very special. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much for those recipes. And I just love talking to you. And thank you, everybody, for always listening to Life After Happiness. Thank you, Jonathan, Alexander, Johnny Boy, Johnny the Waiter, Psychic Dale Shear, Dale Shear, and Richard Conrad for
being with me
throughout the week. Yeah, throughout the week, too. You know, and all of the people we've ever had on, all of our guests, and all of these shows that I've been a part of, I really thank you all from the bottom of my heart, because I enjoy it. I enjoy it so much, and it makes me a better person doing it. All right, with that said, I'd like to say good night.
Happy anniversary.
And aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
They felt better, Richard.